Thumbs up. This is your fan club on the front row. You only need two guys. You don't need 200, man. Just these two guys right here, and you got it made. They started a church 3 weeks ago at 2 o'clock. And so if you want to come, just come. You may not understand, but they don't understand today. You just watch, and it's a blessing. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we've been to 2 trips with them to the Dominican Republic. And he's just a brother in the Lord. I thought I was a workaholic, and he's even more a workaholic. So you could even pray over him. I'm not sure all of it's good. But I thought I was a hard worker. I'm a kindergartner compared to you and all that you do. But he is just a worker for the Lord. I know his stepdaughters are going to be singing some, so me or Mike will be back there. So you just let us know what you want to do, and we'll get it done. Amen. Be free.
Okay, God bless you. Dios le bendiga. Amen. First of all, before I started, I got Marie Lloyd's daughters, Marie Lisa, Marie Lady. She's going to sing a song. Yeah. Amen.
Sueño, tú llegaste y me saliste al encuentro y brindaste un amor tan sincero, tan verdadero. Me llegó al corazón el sonido de tu voz y ahora veo que te has convertido en lo que dependo, lo que nunca tuve y ahora tengo y hasta me sobra. Ahora tengo amor de más que lo imaginas. Yo sin ti soy tan incierto como la luna, pero sin el firmamento. Como un atardecer sin el rojo en el cielo, como las flores en primavera y invierno. Porque yo de ti dependo.
Yo
sin ti me pierdo.
Yo
me alimento.
Yo
de tu aliento. Había intentado todo y nada, no funcionaba. Cuando escuché tu voz, la tormenta terminó y ahora veo que te has convertido en lo que dependo, lo que nunca tuve y ahora tengo. Y hasta me sobra. Ahora tengo amor de más que lo imaginar. Yo sin ti soy tan incierto como la luna, pero sin el firmamento. Como un atardecer sin el rojo en el cielo, como las flores en primavera en invierno. Yo como la luna persigue el firmamento, como un atardecer cine rojo en el cielo, como las flores en primavera y en invierno, porque yo de ti dependo, yo sin ti me pierdo, yo me alimento, yo de tu aliento, tú dime esa llave, tú que me ama, abre, tú que me dice nadie, tú que eres compadre. Porque yo de ti dependo, yo sin ti me pierdo, alimento, yo de tu aliento, tú
tienes la llave,
tú
que me arma ave,
tú
no existe nadie,
tú
que te compadre.
Pastor, you better watch out, these people, these crazy people. First of all, before I started, when the pastor told me he wanted to invite me to preach, antes que nada, antes de empezar, cuando el pastor me invitó, I told him it's a three condition to come here to preach. Le dije que yo tenía tres condiciones para predicar. One, the condition is I need a red carpet. Una de las condiciones era que yo quería una alfombra roja para entrar. Second condition, a lot of fireworks. Muchos fuegos artificiales. And the other condition is I need 3 hours to preach. Necesito 3 horas para predicar. But you know what? I don't see the red carpet. No veo la alfombra roja. I don't see the fireworks. No veo los fuegos artificiales. But you have a good food this morning, Pastor. Te tienen una buena comida esta mañana para nosotros. Amen. Let's go to the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Vamos a 2 de Corintios capítulo 4, versículo del 17 al 18. Oh! thank you. Can somebody read it for me, please? ¿Alguien lo puede leer, por favor, por mí? Somebody? Any voluntary people? Amen. Somebody can say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Before starting, can you turn to the person next to you? Antes de empezar, tú te puedes mirar a la persona que está a tu lado. And can you tell it to the person, you are more than overcomer. Tú le puedes decir a la persona, tú eres más que vencedor. Okay. That's we just practicing, you know, just we practicing. Now let's do it real, right? Vamos a hacerlo ahora en una forma real. Look the person next to you. Mira a la persona que está a tu lado y dile, tú eres más que un vencedor. Tell her, you are more than overcoming. If you here today, dile, si tú estás aquí, it's because you are more than overcoming. Now, put more emphasis now. Si tú estás aquí, es porque tú eres más que vencedor. If you here today, it's because you are more than overcoming. Tell it to the person next to you. Let me explain to you And the way I understood that word. Dame explicarte a ti cómo fue que yo entendí esta palabra. Some of you know about boxing. ¿Algunos de ustedes saben lo boxing? Wrestling? Wrestling? Yeah, wrestling. ¿Alguna persona saben de boxeo? You know Don King? ¿Saben quién es Don King? Don King? You know Don King? Yeah, the yes, Don King. No Don King Donuts. No. No Don King Donuts. Don King. ¿Saben quién es Don King? Don King is a boxing producer, right? He's the one who put the money. Él es el que pone el dinero. And he got a lot of people, a lot of boxing. He promotes the boxing. He got guys that boxing and he made money. Él tiene personas que boxean y él hace dinero. When somebody won the fighting, he made money. Cuando alguien pelea, él hace dinero. That is the way he made money. He know how to go to the ring. Él no tiene que ir al ring to fight, to get the money. He's only put the money, right? But when the guy won the fight, he get the money. He don't go to the ring to fight. It's the same thing in the spiritual way to you, to me. You know how to fight. You know how to go to the ring to be victorious, because you are like a Don King. You are more than conquered. Why? Because the guy he fighting, he conquers because he fighting. But a Don King, he's more than overcoming. Why? Because he got the money without fighting. It's the same thing that Jesus did for you on the cross. He fight for you. You don't have to fight. You don't have to die. He died for you on the cross. And now you got the victory because Jesus did it for you. Dios lo hizo por ti en la cruz del Calvario. Y por eso tú tienes la victoria. A lot of people preach about this. Muchas personas predican acerca de esto. About the... What is the word? Oh, I cannot pay to that guy. I cannot pay him, pastor. No le puedo pagar a él. The word here is like a trouble, but the, you know, in one the version is tribulation. That's the word tribulation. Some of people preach about tribulation. Algunas personas predican acerca de la tribulación. Some people counseling somebody when somebody is going to tribulation. You know, you go to counseling. Tú le das consejo a la persona. Voy a tratar de hacerlo mucho en inglés para no parar, para finish. I told her, you know, we try to do it more in English. That way I cannot stop. Because I got 3 hours, right, Pastor? Tengo 3 horas. Okay. Okay. Some of us, we be teaching or preaching about tribulations. And some of us, we hear, you know, some another people preaching about tribulation. Or we can counseling somebody about tribulation. And that's good. Muchas veces nosotros aconsejamos a otra persona acerca de las tribulaciones. But something happened when me, you, is the one is going through tribulations. Algo pasa cuando eres tú el que va a través de las tribulaciones. Sometimes you forget what you hear. Algunas veces tú olvidas lo que escuchaste. Sometimes you don't even remember what is the word you used to counseling somebody. Because in that moment, you don't apply the word of God, because you feel so bad, you feel like you falling in peace, that in that moment you don't want to hear nothing because you concentrated in your tribulation and you forgot about it. The 90% of the Christian, el 90% de la persona, they don't look for God, they don't seek God, because everything is okay, porque todo está bien. But the 100% of the Christian, when you go to tribulation, you will see the people, you know, in the altar surrounding to God. What is the reason that happened? Because when you everything is okay, you don't need God.
Cuando todo está bien, tú no necesitas a Dios. Your bank is good, your bank account is good, your car is good, your business is good, everything is okay. Oh, I'm joyful. You know, yo me siento gozoso. I don't need God in that moment. Yo no necesito a Dios en este momento. But when something happens, when something hits your family, a hard situation like a sick, if something happens like economic situation, in that moment, you turn into the holy person, and it's not bad. But why is to happen something bad? And because in that way you're going to look God, seek for God. Why in that moment? ¿Por qué en ese momento? Why in that moment? And let me explain to you something. You know about Job. Job, you know that guy. Everything was okay with him. Everything, no problem. Todo estaba bien con Job. No problem. No, everything was okay. But you know what happened? Suddenly, he lost everything. He lost the family. He lost the car. He lost the camera. He lost the sheep. He lost everything. But you know what he did? He got to the God presence and he started worshiping the Lord. And that's unique. When something hits your family, if something hits your situation, you know, and everything is okay, the only you need is go to the presence of the Lord. That's only you need. And start worshiping the Lord. Because it's easy when everything is okay to raise your hand and start worshiping the Lord. But it's hard. It's hard when something happened to you that you come to the presence of God because you grieve. But that's is the real worshiper. The real worshiper, it doesn't matter the situation you're going through. It doesn't matter what happened to your family, to your car, to economic situation. But somebody say amen. Because in that moment, it's the you got to bring out everything that you got from God. That's the moment. The word says it's a light, a momentary tribulation. Dice la palabra que es una breve y liviana tribulación. The word in Greek light mean easy and way. Like an easy way. Easy way. But the word light in Greek mean driving. Can you repeat with me? Driving. You know, that light is driving you to something. That means the tribulation is coming to your life because that tribulation is driving you to something. The word affliction or tribulation means pressure. It's like a pressing you. Well, you know, like what pressing the grape to bring out the juice is something pressing you. The tribulation is driving to you to pressing you because something is coming out from you. Maybe something that you don't know that you have it, or maybe you know, but you delayed that. But now the situation, the tribulation is pushing you to get out something from you. Man, hallelujah. The only word is coming is momentary. Repeat with me, momentary. Es momentánea, la tribulación es momentánea. The word momentary means moment in time. It's brief. It's temporary. Can you repeat with me? It's temporary. Tell to your neighbor, es temporero. La situación que tú estás pasando es temporera. It's temporary. But you know, sometimes we say, Lord, why? Why me? I'm special. I'm Pastor Frank. I go every day to the church and tithe. Why me, Lord? It's because the Lord pressing you because something out of you is coming out. Something is coming out. Tell it to your neighbor. It's something is coming out from me. Tell it to your neighbor. You don't see it, but something good is coming out from me. Achieving, but in the other version is work. The word work mean perform, accomplish, mean function, mean design. Let me go back. That means something driving to you, pressing you to take it out something from you because need to be accomplished. Need to be fulfilled. It's something in your life that need to be fulfilled. When God gave it to Joshua, the Jericho, he said, I already gave it to you, Jericho. The only thing that you need to do is walk around to the city. Walk around to the city. God already gave it to you, the victory. You are overcoming already. But the thing is, you don't see it yet because you need to step in and start doing the step. You need to step. Let's like for example, right now, if I got $100 bill, I don't have it with me. I don't have it. Si yo tengo $100 ahora mismo, and I say, Jose, can you come in and get the $100? That belong to you. Entonces yo le digo a él, estos son $100 para ti. He say, for me? Yes, for you. Yo se lo estoy dando. I give it to him. It's right here for you. But you need, he's ready. He's ready. He didn't need to come to get it. I already gave it to him. The Lord already gave it to you, the victory. But you need to stand up. You need to wake up and smell the coffee and start walking, you know, forward where the Lord gave it to you. Okay, the word work means bring out a result. Depression that you feel right now, you've been going through, is bring out a result. Hallelujah. And the result is coming out, it's good. Yes. You don't see it yet. You don't see it yet. Let me explain to you a little bit about a tree. The name is bamboo, right? Bamboo. The bamboo tree in Japan, El árbol de bambú en Japón, they plant the seed. Ellos ponen la semilla. They plant the seed. And let me explain to you a little bit. Maybe you know about that. Quizás tú sabes acerca de esto. But you know what? The bamboo tree, past 1 week, is nothing happened. Pasa una semana, nada pasa. You don't see nothing. Past 1 year, pasa un año, you don't see nothing. 2 years, you don't see nothing. 4 years, you don't see nothing. 6 years, you don't see nothing. 7 years, you don't see nothing. Tú no estás viendo nada después de 7 años. But let me tell you something. After 7 years, the bamboo tree in 6 weeks grow up like a 30 meter. You know what that mean? Maybe you or your family, maybe you by yourself, you don't see it. What happened to you? Or because the God plant a seed in you. You don't see it right now. But let the time pass. Let the time pass. Let the time pass. And still be in faith. Let the time pass, because the time is coming that something happened to you. Suddenly it's coming to you. And you will start growing up. You will start changing. The people will see the result in you, because you got the seed inside of you. Porque tú tienes la semilla. Tell it to your neighbor. Maybe you don't see nothing right now. Tell it to your neighbor. Tell it to vecino. Maybe you don't see nothing right now. But the Lord is still working in me. El Señor sigue trabajando en mí. Amen. Let me see. You got another version. But, you know, let me go the version I got. He said, work far exceeding. Whoops. Eternal weight of glory. Say with me, glory. Gloria. Dice que está creando un más exceso poder de gloria. The word far means according to. That means that tribulation, the situation that you're going through, is because it's working in you according to your calling. Está trabajando de acuerdo a tu llamado. According to your promise. It's according to you. Maybe the situation that you're going through right now is different to him, because it's according to you. It's according to you. It's according what you're going through. It's according what you're calling. Yes. Exceeding means throwing you beyond. That means it's pressing you, because the situation is putting you in another level. Hallelujah. You don't see it right now. You don't see it right now, because it's like a bamboo tree. You don't see it right now. But the situation is throwing you to another level. Tell it to the person next to you. I'm going to the next level. I almost finished, Pastor. Estoy casi terminando. The eternal way of glory. Let me explain to you that in Greek. The tribulation is momentary. La tribulación es momentánea. And temporary. But the eternal way of glory is mean eternal, mean no end. It's no end. Wait mean a step in another ambient of glory. What does that glory mean? One of the meaning that the Greek said about glory is about reputation. It means opinion. What does that mean? That means when you go through the situation, are you don't complaining? Are you not whining? Oh, why me, Lord? Why me? Why me? You know, as you going through in faith, you now have a reputation. Why is the reason you got a reputation right now? Because the enemy tried to destroy you. But because you believe, and you in faith, now you got a reputation in the enemy ambient. Why? Because they say, who? That guy. I tried to destroy that guy, but I couldn't. Because he believed, he trusts, he keep, he overcome. And because that, now the enemy say, who? You need to be careful with that guy. Because that guy, he's not surrender easy. He believe, now you got a reputation. And the other meaning is opinion. Well, you know what does that mean? The God opinion. God say, oh yeah, enemy. You try to kill my son. But my opinion is he is like me. Yes. He is an overcomer.
Amen. Yes.
You got a reputation and you got opinion. Let me explain to you something because I almost finished. One day, it's a donkey was, you know, walking, little donkey, oof, walking. Había un burro caminando. Suddenly, that little donkey fall in the deep pit, in the well, empty well. Cayó en un pozo bien hondo, el donkey, el burro. And that donkey, he's so narrow. Está muy, muy tan cerrado que no podía salir. He can't get out. The people try to, emergency, try to take it out. But they don't got the tool because what did, you know, in the country. Estaba muy, muy lejos de la ciudad y no lo podían sacar. The owner of the donkey was very sad. Estaba muy triste el dueño del donkey. Because he said, oh, my lover. Donkey, mi amado burro. Pass one day, pass today, and nothing happened. They try. But the owner decided surrender. El dueño del burro decidió rendirse. He said, oh, I need, you know, maybe he will die right there. Maybe we need to bury him. He started putting dirt. Empezó a coger tierra para enterrarlo. Empezó a coger tierra. The donkey felt like he died. El burro se sintió like he died. Oh, I don't have hope. This tribulation, this situation. I cannot do nothing. Lord, where are you? Why me? And he feel like that. For a light momentary. He feel like that. And the owner, the dueño empezó a echarle tierra. Start putting dirt. But suddenly he remembered the promise. De repente él se recordó de la promesa. Suddenly he remembered the verse 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18. He said, for our lie a momentary trouble. He said, no. That is not the Lord show me. I got a promise. I got a word. No. I need to do something. And every time the owner put dirt, he shake and use the dirt like a step to get up. You know, so a surprise for the owner is when the end, he saw the donkey coming out. Uh-oh, maybe the enemy tried to kill you. Maybe the enemy tried to put dirt over you because you feel like you and the big well and the big pit. But let me tell you something. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Sacúdete. Shake yourself and use the tribulation like a step to go up. What kind of God that we be serving? The God what we be serving is a big God. He's Almighty God. Nothing is impossible for Him. He can do everything. He never lost a battle. Amen. Él nunca ha perdido una batalla. Nunca ha perdido una batalla. I don't know. Here in Dalton, I don't see a lot of building. Aquí en Dalton, yo no he visto mucho high building. Yo no he visto mucho edificio alto. But it's a little houses, a little houses. But in my country, when they do a house, they do the foundation. En mi país, cuando ellos hacen la casa, ellos hacen la fundación. To do the house, like a single house, like a one floor, second floor, you know, they do maybe like a 3 feet, 4 feet of the foundation. Ellos hacen como dos o tres pies para hacer una casa de un piso, dos pisos. But one day, I went to the main city. Un día yo fui a la ciudad y yo miré que estaban haciendo a big building. I see the plan. I see the floor plan. Yo vi los planos y yo miré que el building is like a 20 floor. Va a ser un piso muy alto de 20 pisos. But when I see the foundation, cuando miré que estaban haciendo la zapata, when I see it, I barely see the end. Casi no pude ver el hoyo, el fondo. Maybe sometimes you feel like nobody can see your situation because you feel like you're so deep over there. But let me tell you something. It's the building. It's big. It's because the foundation need to be deep. If you feel like you deep and the pit, it's because the building that the Lord was doing with you is something big that everybody will to see it. You don't see it right now. You don't see it right now. But what the Lord what we're doing with you is something greater. It's something greater because my Lord is greater, Lord. Joseph, Jose, Josué. Pastor, I'm almost finished. Joseph have a promise. Do you remember Joseph? He got a promise. He's a little boy. He was a young guy. Young guy, you know, like a younger, young age, joven. He got a promise. And it's a promise. He know he got a promise. But you know what? Something happened with the brothers. Algo pasó con sus hermanos. They get jealous. You know, they got the plan. And they try to do something with him. They say, we need to make that guy disappear. No, that is not good. No, we're jealous. And you know what happened? That Joseph, they put it, first of all, he put it in the well, right? In the dry well. They put it in the dry well. In that moment, maybe Joseph, he felt like I in this well, in this pit, but I got a calling. In that moment, he said, whatever I'm going through right now is temporary. Whatever you're going through right now is temporary. It's for a moment. He said, no, this is not my end. This is not my end. I cannot finish like that. That cannot be my end. Something got to happen. But let me tell you something. They take it out Joseph from there and be sold like a slave. Lo vendieron como esclavo. And when he go, when the hands tie or maybe, you know, tie around, he said, no. What I see right now is temporary. It's temporary. Now he put it in the jail. When they put it in the jail, he said, no. This is not my calling. This is temporary because what God got for me is something bigger. Everything you're going through right now is temporary. But you know what? Every time you go through tribulation, every time you go through this situation, it's because you're more closing to your calling. It's more closing to your calling. You are more closing to your calling because Joseph. Y José estaba en el pozo. después fue puesto esclavo, después fue para la cárcel. Pero cada paso de la vida de José es porque él estaba más cerca de su llamado. When he finished after everything, he fulfilled what he was calling. But in the end, he says something. He said, whatever the enemy tried to do against me, God turning in different way, because I'm here, because I'm here for, so I survived because I had to, something to do. You here, maybe it's a lot of things in your life you're going through, but if you here today, it's because you are still having hope, it's because you are still having purpose, it's because you're calling. In the Amazons, Pastor, I'm gonna finish. In the Amazons, is a, how you say, lagarto? Alligator, like alligator. Yeah, like alligator. In the Amazon, the jungles, is like alligator. Yeah, like a cockroach, like alligator. Es el lagarto, da alligator, en the saliva, he got poison. En la saliva, tiene veneno, he got poison. He go through the jungle, and every time he see a tree that he don't like it, he just put saliva, and strike, and that tree start drying and kill it. Yeah. He go everywhere, ooh, I don't like you. Poof, he try to dry and kill it. But one day, the alligator, lagarto, crocodile, he go around. I see a beautiful flower, like a amazing colors, like a, he never see before. He said, wow, this beautiful. But alligator said, but I'm more beautiful. I will kill that tree, that flower. And he spit over the flower and try to destroy. And the alligator is waiting to see that flower die. But something happened. When the sun ray hit the flower, the alligator poison cannot do nothing. And turning the flower more grow, more powerful. And the alligator says, it cannot be. I need to destroy that flower. And start spit. And he spit all the poison he got inside. He passed the whole day trying to kill the flower. But guess what? The flower, every time the sun rays hit the flower is more powerful, more bigger, more colors. And you know what? In the afternoon, the flower was more powerful. And the alligator, he dead because of deshydration. He no got no more poison. He died. It's the same thing happened to you. You look good because you got the glory of the Lord over you. You got the mercy of the Lord. You got everything that the Lord gave it to you. And the enemy is jealous. He wanted to destroy you. He don't want you to live. But what happened? Every time he tried to kill you, and the glory of the God is coming over you, you get more power. You get more beautiful flower, more beautiful colors, because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. You better believe it. The Lord is with you. He's promised that he with you. Ha, 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 ha. In the end of the day, you will show off the color that the Lord put inside of you. It doesn't matter the tribulation. The tribulation is coming to pressing you to get out something from you. Maybe you don't see it. Maybe you don't see it like a bamboo tree. But the time is we showing that something inside of you that another people need to see it, because you are more overcomer. I want to finish with this verse. Pastor, I'm going to finish. is Romans 8. I don't know if you can get it over there. 18. Can somebody read it for me, please? Yeah? That our present suffering are not worth compared with the glory that they will be revealed in us. Hallelujah. It's not compared. No. It's not compared, because the suffering is temporary, but the glory of the God is eternal. It's not half end. You better believe it, because you don't believe, you don't belong to this world. You know, you don't belong to this world. You come into this world, but you don't belong to this world. That's the reason, you know, he will be revealed. You know what happened? You will take it out, the garment, you will take it out, your clothes, and everything inside of you that belongs to the God is coming out.
Hallelujah.
One day Jesus went to the synagogue. Pastor, I'm finished now. I need a favor with I don't know, it's Jason with the song I told you. We finish with that. Thank you. You know, Jesus went to the synagogue, and they give it to the role, the Isaiah, and he start reading. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is over me, because I'm anointed to bring joy, to break down the shame. You know, I've been anointed to do this. But when he finished, he says something. He said, "This wall is being fulfilled in your eyes." And the word said, and everybody was looking him, was watching him, put the eyes over him. The people, maybe you're appointing you because you're going through a situation, but God anointing you already. But it's your responsibility to step in and provoke that everything that the Lord has for you come to you. It's a lot of blessings suspended. It's a lot of healing suspended, working for you, calling your name. I'm here. But you are so focused in your tribulation, you are so focused in your problem, that you don't see the greater Lord that you serve him. You don't see it. Today you need to change your focus. Today you need to change your way you worship. You know what happened in the Old Testament? The high priest went to the presence of the Lord just one time of the year. But now, you've been calling to be in the presence of the Lord forever. You don't live in according to the Old Testament no more. The curtain of the temple was ripped off, and now you got access to the presence of the Lord. You don't need an invitation to come to the presence of the Lord. Just come. You belong to there. Why you get out from there? Why you get out from there? Why you get out from there? You belong to the presence of the Lord. Just come where the place do you belong. Come to that place. Come to the place. God, he want to pour over us. He anointing his presence. Do you want it? Do you really want it? Are you craving for that? Are you hungry for that? You know, this morning the breakfast was served in the lobby. A lot of people ate. Maybe some people they don't eat. Why they don't eat? Because they're already full. If you're already full, maybe you don't need the presence of the Lord. Bro, if you're hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. Who's hungry with me? I'm hungry of the presence of the Lord. Haz llover, haz llover. Abre las ventanas del cielo, haz llover, haz llover. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. If you wanna rain, just put your hands up. Si tú quieres la presencia del Señor, levántate. Stand on your feet if you can. And let's probably be crazy for the Lord like never before. Because you are more than overcoming. Tú eres más que un vencedor. Let's up. Let's put a stand up in your feet if you can do it. And asking to the Lord for you the rain. The rain of the Lord is over you already. Don't put no umbrella. Don't put the umbrella. No ponga la sombrilla. Let the rain of the Lord over you. Receive everything that you need tonight. Receive everything that you need today. Oh, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Oh, if you're hungry. Oh, if you're thirsty. Come, it's free. You don't need to pay for this. No necesita pagar para esto. Es gratis. It's free. It's free. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. The Lord is calling you by your name. Oh, I open your ear right now. Hallelujah. Fill this place, Lord. Oh.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Let it rain.
Open
the floodgates of heaven.
Oh, hallelujah.
Let it rain.
Oh, the best time is coming. The best time is coming.
Open the floodgates.
It's not finished yet. It's not finished yet.
Let it rain.
Something good is coming out from you.
Let it rain.
All the enemy tried to press you, but something good is coming out from you. Hallelujah. Oh, let it rain, let it rain. Yes, Lord.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Abre las ventanas del cielo, haz llover, haz llover.
Lord, we're here in your presence. We want to be filled with your presence, Lord. We want to have a reputation. We want to have the opinion. This situation is temporary, Lord. Everything is temporary. What is coming out from me is good. I call in the gift out from you. Discern, wisdom, power. Yes, Lord. I give you thank you for this morning, Lord. Today is the beginning of the new day. We turn it off the page and starting a new page, Lord. Starting a new page, Lord. We got a calling. We got a promise. And it's coming from you, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord, for be chosen for you. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our business, for the church, for the key, for the jungles. I declare, Lord, that the best is coming. The best is coming, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Here, just stay up here. Hallelujah. Can you go turn the volume up on this? Go lapel. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Ramon and what he's doing. I told you he was a powerful preacher.
Yes.
And the thing that just struck me with Ramon way back, it says he has the same heart that the Lord's given us. And the same topics and the same to bring the presence of God in.
Yes.
Now he's a much better preacher than myself, and so I'm glad to partner with him.
Hallelujah.
And he'll preach here on and off at different times. But there's a whole group of people in this city that we can't reach.
Amen. You're right.
Because we don't have the culture, and especially because we don't have the language. And I believe Ramon and his family was brought here to take these same values that the Lord has given us. Because it's his values. He's had these values for decades. And he's here to help reach this part of a community that we can't reach. And so we're going to pray over him because he'll preach here on and off. You'll see him here on and off. But his major assignment is to reach the Hispanic community because we just can't do it. Amen. Gary, come up here and just pray for him in this assignment. And then you feel led to pray after that. And it's really his whole family. Mary Loy and kids, you come up here. We're just going to pray again. Or we can just extend our hand over them. It doesn't matter. But you come on up. We're just going to pray over their assignment. We've prayed over their church. We've prayed over their people. And God is moving here for you. But I tell you what, we're partnering with Him as the lead to reach this community that needs the presence of God.
Big time.
Amen. So just y'all are move that way. Y'all just pray however you feel led to pray over this work. And let's pray for the Hispanic community that they'll know and get free for God. Amen.
Oh, shame, kupahase. Kulimlana ete kati orubu shorama. Thank you, Father, for these lights. These lights in the darkness, Father God. I'm asking you, Father, to up their illumination. Up them up, Father. Just up them. Just illuminate them. Let them shine. Let them shine. It's like a star. The star shines brightest in the darkest. It always shines brightest in the darkest, Father God. Take them into places where they can shine, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And anoint them, Father. With the Holy Ghost, fill them. Holy Spirit, even right now, I ask you to fill each and every one of them. Each and every one of them with supernatural light.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural life.
Hallelujah.
Illumination. Hallelujah. And the joy. The joy that sets us apart, Father God. The joy that makes up other people wonder, what in the world are you taking? I want some of it.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you all you want, man. I know just where you can get it. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you and praise you, Father God, for filling them. Filling them, filling them, filling them, filling right now, even right now, filling with the Holy Spirit. A double anointing, Father God, a double anointing. Hallelujah, Father God. And taking the places that they can only they can go to. Because I can't go into Hispanic neighborhoods, Father God. Can't anyone understand a word I'm saying? But give them just a Just that anointing that breaks every yoke. Every yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
You know, I just sit here, the time that I have spent with Ramon, and I just truly believe that what you're seeing here now is the beginning of revival in this nation that reaches more than just race, color, creed, and person. It reaches out to all God's people that are hungry.
Yes,
so, Lord, I just thank you
Father,
for Ramon, God.
Yes,
I thank you for everything that you have planted in Ramon
Father,
and his family, God, and bringing him to Dalton, Georgia, God. God, we are so hungry for your spirit, God, and your ways, God, in all our lives, God, that like his message today, God, is that we see beyond the situations that we're in, God, that we look on to the things we can't see. And that's the glory of the Lord Jesus, God. We thank you, God. I just ask that you anoint Ramon more and more every day, God. And just bless him, God, and his family and every person he comes in contact with, God. That we are hungry, God, for your way in our life, God. This nation needs you, God. I just thank you for this family, God. And I thank you for Ramon, God, and all his family, God. And every person he comes. Bless them, Lord God. That this is a beginning, God.
Yes, Father.
An all-consuming fire
yes,
you are,
yes,
God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
And bless his business, Father. Everything he puts
yes,
his
God.
Hand to. Everything
yes,
he puts his... Everything these... Everything, every one of these individuals
God.
Put their hand to, Father God.
Yes.
Supernatural,
hallelujah.
Bless it. And let them be anointed and let their
yes,
bless their business hallelujah. Prosper and grow, Father
yes, God.
God. In Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to pray over you guys and we'll dismiss because they've got to get ready for their own meeting. But this is the thing. Just remember them in your prayers. They're doing an apostolic work. And Ramon and his family are very faithful. They never complain. They never whine. But it's tough. But that's okay. And so I'm going to pray over them and I'm going to pray over you is this verse that we ended in Romans 8:18. That we do not walk by what is seen, but what is unseen. And unseen is eternal. And Father, in Jesus' name, I just declare over every person here that we are shifting from a natural perspective. And we are shifting from just seeing what's around us and even the numbers as I talked about. That Father, you are teaching us to be people who see but the unseen. Even if we don't see it with our physical eyes, we see it with our spirit. And we walk by what is eternal. And I call forth in every person here, Father, the apostolic that builds and builds according to an unseen vision that's inside of him, that the plumb line came down from heaven. And we do not walk our lives by what we see around us. We have to deal with it. We have to walk through it. But that is just temporary obstructions, and that this place is full of people who hear and then move and then guide their life by the unseen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good day. Been a good day. If you need prayer today, there'll be some leaders back over here. To my right, your left over here. And they'll just pray however you need. And you just walk. You carry the eternal. Whether you realize it or not.
Hallelujah.
But you're realizing it. We're waking up to it. We're seeing it. We're feeling it. In Jesus' name. And that's how you change your world. Thank you, Ramon. That was awesome. Thank you, Mary Lady and Mary Lisa. That was awesome. Good job.